This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India boarded Reform Express in 2025, emerging as center of global attention. Prime Minister interacts with eminent economists at Niti Aayog in New Delhi, calls for mission mode reforms across diverse sectors to sustain long-term growth. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah alleges West Bengal's development has stalled due to a culture of extortion and communal appeasement. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to attend former Bangladesh Prime Minister Begum Khalida Zia's funeral in Dhaka tomorrow. Russia warns of non-diplomatic response to Ukrainian drone attack on President Vladimir Putin's residence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges all parties to avoid actions undermining ongoing diplomatic efforts to end the conflict. And in women's cricket, India set a target of 176 runs before Sri Lanka in fifth and final T20 at Thiruvananthapuram. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India boarded the Reform Express this year and emerged as the center of global attention. Mr. Modi said 2025 will be remembered as a year of reforms for the country as it witnessed path-breaking changes across various sectors which have added momentum to the India's growth journey. The Prime Minister shared his thoughts in an article posted on social media platforms. He said today the world views India with hope and confidence and appreciate the pace of progress which has been accelerated with next generation reforms in the country. The Prime Minister added that the primary engine of the Reform Express is India's demography, its young generation and the indomitable spirit of the countrymen. Mr. Modi noted that from labour laws and trade agreements to logistics, energy and market reforms, the country's growth story is being built on credibility, stability and long-term confidence. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi interacted with a group of eminent economists and experts at Niti Aayog in New Delhi. The theme of the interaction was Atmanirbharta and Structural Transformation, Agenda for Viksit Bharat. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted the core pillars for India's journey towards 2047. Mr. Modi noted that the vision of a developed India by 2047 has transcended government policy to become a genuine mass aspiration. He called for mission mode reforms across diverse sectors to sustain long-term growth, build global capability and attain global integration. We have more from a correspondent.
During the interaction, the Prime Minister emphasized that India's policy-making and budgeting must remain anchored with vision for 2047. He also spoke about the need for ensuring that the nation remains a vital hub for the global workforce and international markets. In the meeting, the economists shared strategic insights on enhancing productivity and competitiveness across the manufacturing and service sectors. The discussions focused on accelerating structural transformation through increased household savings, robust infrastructure development, and the adoption of cutting-edge technology. The participants noted that the unprecedented flurry of cross-sectoral reforms in 2025 and their further consolidation in the coming year will ensure that India continues to chart its path as one of the fastest-growing global economies. With Anand Kumar's report, Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Besides Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Vice Chairman Niti Aayog, Suman Berry, several renowned economists and experts including Shankar Acharya, Ashok K. Bhattacharya, N.R. Bhanumurthy, Amita Batra and Janmajay Sinha attended the meeting. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Dr. Jitendra Singh has dedicated the year 2025 to governance reforms aimed at improving the ease of living for citizens and fostering a work-friendly environment for government employees. Mr. Singh was addressing a year-ender press conference in New Delhi today.
This was a year which was dedicated to governance reforms for ease of living. And when you have to aim at ease of living, obviously those who are assigned to facilitate this task should also have ease of working. So simultaneously, there was also a very conscious attempt to provide work-friendly environment for the various officials in the different parts in the ministry. And of course, the underlying theme continued to be what it was in the beginning of this government in 2014, that is maximum governance, minimum government.
Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah has alleged that the Mamata Banerjee-led Trinamool Congress government in West Bengal prioritizes providing land for infiltrators over allocating land for border fencing. He alleged that development in the state has been stalled due to a culture of cut money, extortion and communal appeasement. Mr. Shah was speaking at an event in Kolkata to commemorate the 80th anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose hoisting the Azad Hind flag in Port Blair.
The infiltration happening through border of West Bengal is no longer just an issue of the state. It has now become a matter of national security. If you want to protect the country's culture and ensure national security, then the West Bengal border must be sealed. A truly patriotic government will have to be brought in West Bengal.
Mr. Shah said when BJP forms government in West Bengal, it will replace the current era of misrule, corruption and infiltration under the Trinamool Congress with good governance and the welfare of the poor.
Formation of a Bharatiya Janata Party government in West Bengal, we will revive the state's heritage. Welfare of poor, which has become a very important issue in West Bengal today, will be given priority. Along with all these, a strong nation grid will be built, which will finish infiltration through West Bengal.
The Election Commission has issued revised dates for the ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in Uttar Pradesh. Talking to media, Chief Electoral Officer of Uttar Pradesh, Navdeep Rinwa, said that as per the revised schedule, the draft publication of the electoral roll will now be made on the 6th of next month. The draft electoral roll was earlier scheduled to be published tomorrow.
Uttar Pradesh mein jo vishesh gahan punarikshan.
The voter list was supposed to be published on December 31st, but a revised schedule has now been issued. According to the new schedule, the draft voter list will be published on January 6, 2026.
6 January 2026 ko prakashit hogi.
The period for receiving claims and objections will remain open from the 6th of next month to the 6th of February 2026. The final publication of Uttar Pradesh's electoral roll will be done on 6th of March. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said the central government has introduced the new law, Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, that is Viksit Bharat Jiramji, keeping the present needs in mind and to remove the shortcomings of the earlier MG Narega scheme. The minister was addressing the media in Bhopal today. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app.
As 2025 comes to a close, we look back at a year that reshaped the nation. From bold policy decisions to impactful reforms, change has been the defining theme. Join us for a special year-ender program, 2025, Year of Reforms, a 30-minute deep dive into the ideas, actions and outcomes that matter. Tune into FM Gold at 8 p.m. tomorrow and relive the year that transformed the future.
Welcome back to the evening news. The Defence Ministry today signed contracts worth 4,666 crore rupees for the procurement of close-quarter battle carbine and heavyweight torpedoes in New Delhi. This includes a contract worth 2,770 crore rupees with Bharat Forge Limited and PLR Systems Private Limited to procure over 4 lakhs close-quarter battle carbine. The procurement of close-quarter battle carbine will help to equip the Indian Army and the Indian Navy with world-class lethality, replacing legacy systems with cutting-edge indigenous technology under the Atmanirbhar Bharat vision. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will attend the former Bangladesh Prime Minister and BNP Chairperson Begum Khalida Zia's funeral ceremony in Dhaka tomorrow. Dr. Jaishankar will represent the government and the people of India at the funeral. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, expressed grief over the demise of former Bangladesh Prime Minister. Khalida Zia, who was the first woman Prime Minister of Bangladesh, passed away in Dhaka this morning. She was 80 years old. More from our correspondent.
Bangladesh has declared 3 days of state mourning following the death of former Prime Minister and BNP chairperson Khalida Zia. A one-day general public holiday will be observed tomorrow, the day of her Namaz-e-Janaza. The funeral prayer will be held at 2 p.m. at the South Plaza of the Jatiya Sansad Bhavan and Manik Mia Avenue in Dhaka. Khalida Zia will be laid to rest beside her husband, former President Ziaur Rahman. The interim government has confirmed that the entire funeral process will be carried out with full state honors. Representatives from several South and Southeast Asian countries are expected to attend. Meanwhile, former Awami League Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has expressed her condolences over Khalida Zia's death, calling it an irreparable loss to Bangladesh political landscape. Nawalshank Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
Russia warned of non-diplomatic response to a failed Ukrainian drone attack on President Vladimir Putin's state residence in the Novgorod region. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova described the attempted attack as unprecedented, saying it happened at a critical moment when plans were being discussed in the United States, undermining the ongoing peace efforts. Earlier, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned that targets for retaliatory strikes have been identified and the timing of their implementation by the Russian armed forces has been determined. Meanwhile, Ukraine's Foreign Minister Andrei Sybiha accused Moscow of fabricating the incident and spreading disinformation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed deep concern over reports on the alleged Ukraine attack on the residence of the Russian president. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi highlighted the ongoing diplomatic efforts remain the most viable path towards ending hostilities and achieving lasting peace. The Prime Minister urged all concerned parties to remain focused on these efforts and to avoid any actions that could undermine them. In another development, Russia's Ministry of Defense said the nuclear-capable Oreshnik missile system has entered the active service. The Defense Ministry said the brief ceremony was held to mark the occasion in neighboring Belarus where the missiles have been deployed. Protests erupted in Iran after the country's currency plummeted to a record low against the US dollar and the head of the central bank resigned yesterday. According to media reports, these are considered the largest protests in the past 3 years. In some areas of Tehran, police fired tear gas to disperse protesters. Saudi Arabia bombed the port city of Mukalla in Yemen in early hours today. The attack signals a new escalation in tensions between the kingdom and the Southern Transitional Council. Meanwhile, Yemen's anti-Houthi forces have declared a state of emergency following the airstrikes. Back home, the India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast heavy snowfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan and Muzaffarabad. The weather agency has issued orange alert for very dense fog over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Odisha and Chandigarh tomorrow. Several flights and trains experienced disruptions due to dense fog conditions. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR has been registered in the very poor category. And in women's cricket, India have set a target of 176 runs before Sri Lanka in the fifth and final T20 in Thiruvananthapuram. Put into bat, India posted 175 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Sri Lanka were 48 for 1 in 6 overs when reports last came in. Harmanpreet Kaur-led women in blue are now looking towards clean sweeping the 5-match series after having already taken an unassailable 4-0 lead. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India boarded Reform Express in 2025, emerging as center of global attention. Prime Minister interacts with eminent economists at Niti Aayog in New Delhi, calls for mission mode reforms across diverse sectors to sustain long-term growth. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah alleges West Bengal's development has stalled due to a culture of extortion and communal appeasement. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to attend former Bangladesh Prime Minister Begum Khalida Zia's funeral in Dhaka tomorrow. Russia warns of non-diplomatic response to Ukrainian drone attack on President Vladimir Putin's residence. And in women's cricket, India set a target of 176 runs before Sri Lanka in fifth and final T20. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.